listening to Worlds on BBSRadio.com, and I'm your host, Eric Weissguy Cloud. This is a talk about your spiritual journey, and I'm here to listen to those who wish to ask for any type of message or question they wish to ask, pertaining to whether it's spiritual or even regarding health, or even if you want to get a reading for your pet, or if you have any other type of question, this is what I do. I work as a shaman as well. I studied under many years of guidance from my elders. And if there's anything else that if anyone wishes to call in regarding this information, I'll give you more information about myself. Anyways, the phone number is 877-876-5227. The call-in numbers are 530-876-3222. Now, there is one thing I want to share with everybody out there, is that I get a lot of clients coming to see me regarding past lives. You know, because on my website I talk about past life regression and also, you know, what they did in their past life. This is the kind of work I also do as well, and it also relates to the issues on our health, which means that people have actually had phobias, allergies, even in a health issue. Sometimes people say, well, how come I had cancer in this life? How come I have a breakdown in the hives? How come I have, I'm always coughing, breathing hard, and that type of stuff. When you're dealing with issues in health, it's all based, most likely all of it isn't always a medical issue. It could also be based on a cell memory, which is all to the past lives. I'll give an example. There was actually a young lady came to see me a couple years back, and she was trying to figure out why she couldn't get pregnant. And what she had ended up doing is I asked her, do you mind if I do a past life regression with you and find out where your issues are to see if it is a medical issue? So we did a past life regression, and at the time, within a matter of a few minutes, she saw herself go back into the history of what you call the English time period, I would say maybe a couple of hundred years ago, where she actually was she saw herself having a child, but the baby was not being born alive. It actually was a stillbirth. She took it quite sadly, quite in shock, that she lost this child in that past life, and that she also noticed that her husband looked at at her in a way of feeling lost in his thoughts and felt so sad for her. But her way of thinking was she thought she was not going to be a good mother bearing a child and that she did something very wrong. And so she decided to leave this world and had passed over. So basically she had a guilt feeling she carried with her. And so what we decided to do is that I said to her, would you like to forgive yourself at that time by leaving this world at that time period and asking spirit to give you strength so you would not be able to worry about, again, the cell memory of feeling unsettled, that you don't think you can actually handle the idea of having another child, that would be fear of not having one being born? Well, she said she's willing to go through the process, so I told her that she needed to forgive herself the time that she had dealt with this in that time period, and it's not just thought of it, you'd have to say it, because basically it's word of intent. So she said these words of intent, and she followed up with it, and as she was saying these words, she had tears coming down from her eyes, and I noticed a beautiful white light just flashing across her eyes, and I knew then that she was letting go of that cell memory. And when she realized what she had dealt with in that past, and then when she was done, then she left me after the meeting. About 3 months later, she called me back and let me know that she was able to have a child, that she was pregnant. And but she also recognized, too, she said she had a continuous dream after what we went through the program. And she said that she had a dream that she said that her husband that she has today was the very same husband that she had in that past life. And then she also felt that the child that she has today is the very same child that she lost in that past life. So sometimes we also deal with either a karma or we deal with an issue that we had to let go and not have fear of. And we have people that go through this as well. Now sometimes we also deal with fear issues, phobias as well, and people do have these in life. We have for example, people have fear of spiders. I'm sure you've all had fear of spiders out there somewhere, or fear of snakes. This also is based on past lives as well. Now, it isn't always because it's a physical mental issue. It's also considered as a past life issue. That means that when you were leaving this world into another realm, and in between the worlds as you were leaving, you saw yourself either in a casket and or you've actually seen yourself underground, where you actually have, because some people also in spirit still have a strong connection being connected to the body, because you've given about 60 to 80 hours for the process of your spirit to leave this world. And so you keep going back to the body a little bit to say, okay, what am I dealing with here? This looks different, I look different, I look the same. And then you see yourself going to the funeral, you're there with all your loved ones, and then here you are going back down through the earth, watching your body going into the ground, and then you see yourself looking at yourself in the coffin under the ground, and you realize after as time has gone by that the spiders are crawling over your body. Now, I don't mean to creep you out, but this is exactly where we carry the cell memory, because you're thinking, oh my God, there's those spiders, I don't like them on my body, go away, go away. And that's exactly what happened. Now, parts of those two, you could also could have been bitten by a spider in a past life and died, or as well, the same familiar way, which is actually snakes. Now, a lot of people do have fear of snakes, and they think that snakes are evil. Well, you know, not really. Snakes are not evil. It's the process of a transformation. We all go through a spiritual transformation, because I also work with animal totems, and an animal totem is talked about the journey that you're on. So animals are also part of our lives that give us an understanding about what we learn. But the snake also, I've had people who are so deathly afraid of snakes that they were actually literally crawling around the chair just to get away from whatever they thought, just thinking about it. Even the word, is that word snake, would make them just feel really creeped out. And this has happened to some of my clients who've actually dealt with the fear of snakes. And so I've helped them go through past lives to find out later why they passed and why their issue was so related to the snake. And they did tell me that they saw themselves being bitten by a snake, like, for example, like a Cleopatra, you know, where an asp bit her. But these people either died for a snake bite, whether it's a rattler, whether it's a cobra, because there were a lot of people back then were thrown in pits with snakes, or people were bitten by snakes by accident walking out in the country, traveling along in the countryside, trying to probably find themselves going somewhere in time, we're breaking new land, and they get bit by a snake while they're picking flowers or picking for food. These things do happen. It's a common thing in past lives. So we never really did live always. Everyone has never lived always into royalty, nor into being very rich. A lot of times, too, we've dealt with the issues also being poor or not having enough in life. And so we also have to fear why we feel so lesser than what we're worth. Or sometimes we feel like, oh, I don't want to be poor. Or people always say, well, why me? How come I never get ahead? How come I'm always being poor? Well, maybe because you still think yourself being that way. You limit your skills and limit your abilities of you believing what you think you believe, because you're telling the brain yourself to convince yourself this is all you're worth and what you're valued. And I've always told a lot of people that we value ourselves what we think we're worth. For example, you know, we limit our skills, we limit our abilities, because this is part of us. It's related to also when our parents raise us somehow, because parents also have their own little phobias. Oh, yes, they do. Or even the guardians, for example. Now, here's a good one for you. I mean, people, I'm sure you've had a phobia of something, like when your mother says to you or says to others, she says, I hate my broccoli. So the children are going to learn from the parent, well, okay, I hate broccoli too. So these things do happen in different ways of how they express their feelings. And we allow this to overcome us. And so, for example, when someone says, I hate seafood, well, then you're going to hate seafood. Well, how do you know? You ever tried it? Well, I just think about it. Well, because you're thinking about what your parent may have told you. Not blaming all the parents, but sometimes we have a certain thing that we feel we disagree with regarding whether it's a food issue. Now, the other part of it is we deal with allergies. Now, a lot of people out there also feel that, okay, what causes a past life cell memory regarding allergies? Well, allergies to cats, dogs, animals, We all, how come we sneeze so much? We get close to the animal. And everybody blames the dander or the fleas or just being round cats and they sneeze, sneeze, sneeze. Well, you know what? It isn't always the allergy to the animal. It's also an issue that you've dealt with in a past life somewhere where you may have sacrificed a cat. You may have done some sort of you may have done something in the past that it may relate to a issue in the past life that you participated in that you may not realize. You know, to this day, I'll give you an example. Some people out there who could be protecting animals, for example, PETA, for example, they don't like people wearing animals in their bodies. Little do they realize, and not put them down, little do they realize, in past lives, how do you know you could have worn furs on your body? So it isn't just one time we've lived. We've lived many past lives before, and it's based on our cell memory. Now, when I talk about cell memory on the cat and dog issue regarding the allergies, that's also based on what we've done in the past. So if we did any harm to the animals, whether some people may relate it to witchcraft, some people may relate it to abusing animals back then, those years, it could have, you know, you never know what it was, but something to do with whatever the issue was that you may have fear of or an issue with. Like I said before, it isn't always a physical medical. It could also be a past life medical. So that's why if a doctor cannot tell you why you're so continuously allergic to something, they'll always give you the pill for it. But have you ever tried the hypnotherapy of it by having to see yourself go back and do a past life regression? Now, some people may not agree about that, but you know what? You don't be surprised what you find. But I also share with the public out there, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of how you feel when you go into a past life regression again, because it's not a bad thing. What it really does, it teaches you about what you are like today comparatively what you were like in yesteryear. And so we learned a lot of learning lessons and a lot of spiritual growth to become a better person is who we are today. And yes, we are people out there that are really bad people, and they're still learning to grow, and we can't hate them for it. We try to forgive them for it, and we're still working on that stuff. But this is what life is all about, because if we were all perfect, we all would not be here. We'd be talking about each other so much. If saying, oh, you're so perfect, oh, you're so perfect, you're so perfect, then we have nothing to talk about. This way here, we always have an issue we're dealing with, and I always tell people, it is your spiritual journey, and it's a journey of what you are dealing with and how you can fix it, how you can work on it, how to improve it. So we have so many things out there that we look forward to. Now, other parts of cell memory issues also are called cell memory scars. Now, the scars, a lot of people out there, too, actually have what's called birthmarks. And the birthmarks could be a little patch that's maybe about an inch long or inch in diameter or even a full-size patch on the body. Those are cell memory scars. Those are based on past lives. You dealt with a dramatic role in somewhere in a cell memory in past lives that you actually had saw yourself. You may have died in a dramatic way, but by a big stick, for example, if they have an inch circular diameter of a mark, a birthmark, that is maybe because you were either speared through that part of the body and you died dramatically because you didn't expect to die so quickly. And the cell memory went into shock. Body went into shock thinking, I didn't die yet. So the trauma comes back with you. Sometimes people who are born in this world with a little bit of deformity because, again, or sometimes else people will be born with thinking they have a disability while they have problems with their knee joints or their arms, because those are also based on having amputations in a previous life before that you don't realize your arm actually is back with you. That's a cell memory you bring back. The brain is very, very connected to spirit because we're given the gift of memory of everything like a computer. We feed on everything that we learn, whether it's through all the way through every symptom, every sense, every sound. That's why we deal with the six senses. We learn everything, and the body learns to understand what it goes through whether it's through trauma, whether it's through peace, whether it's through loudness, noise, whether it is through hearing animals chirping, screaming, yelling, cawing, mooing. Every animal you can think of, you're learning about what it feels like. That's the melody of sound. We learn all these things. And sometimes we feel that even sometimes sounds even creep us out. For example, people don't like the sound of wolves. People don't like the sound of coyotes. And why? Because, again, fear. Well, why should you have fear? You don't, you've never heard coyotes before? Yes, you have. And you may have lived in the city, but these animals relate to a cell memory that you may have been either, again, followed, attacked, or even sometimes eaten by these animals, and your cell memory still thinks, okay, I don't like my body being eaten by these animals. I'm not here to creep you out. But basically, this is what happens. We go through trauma. And trauma can give us a bit of, you know, it carries with us for quite a long time. And it becomes quite frightening sometimes. But what we try to do is try to alleviate the issue and try to deal with our past life. And that's why we deal with different kinds of phobias. Now, I've had a lot of people say to me as well, they kept saying, well, was I connected to Atlantis? Was I ever in Atlantis in my life? I heard about it so much. Well, if you keep on asking your question about the same issue or same thing, thinking, okay, was I ever in Atlantis, how do you know? How do you know? You want to do a past life regression? This is exactly what you can do, past life regression, and find out if you were in Atlantis. And you also see yourself, some people say, well, I think I have such a strong connection to the native background, being a Native American Indian. How come I'm so connected to the the sound of the drums or people dancing in the powwows? Because you were native in your past life. That's why you're so closely related to it. Or how come I have such a strong connection to the African American sound, the African American drums? Because your past life was probably African American. Or how come I have a strong connection to the Scottish bagpipes or the Irish pipes? Because you had a past life there. It makes no difference how we all think. We all think we're only living one way. Plus, past lives, we live it through religions. Okay, that means that you are never Catholic all your life, physically in life, in this life, yes. Doesn't mean your last life was Catholic. You could have been Jewish and not even know it. You could have been a Protestant before that and never knew that. You could have been non-believer. You could have been atheist. You never know. Because we all live, because God has given us one thing to learn, and that is learning about to live the life as who we are with an identity that we walk with. We learn about religion. We learn every analysis of it. We learn to experience it. So we learn all past lives. I've had people come and see me regarding issues, being chased. How come they feel like you're always still keep looking over the shoulder being chased? And it has nothing to do with your childhood because they have a wonderful lifestyle, life living and growing up with their parents. It's just this what they deal with. They don't know why they feel like being chased. Because some memory. You probably were chased by someone, and it was a traumatic time for you, and you may have died a traumatic death being chased. Now, I had a lady friend of mine actually one time say to me, I have a strong connection to this man. She says, I want to marry him. I'm just so in love with him, but I want to marry him. But something about him, I feel like he killed me one time. And I thought, okay, that sounds interesting. So she sat down and we did a past life regression. She found out, she realized that this man that she was going to marry was her bitter enemy back in the Roman time period. Oh, yes, she was a slave and he was a soldier. They hated each other's guts. Oh, yeah. And he actually hung her as the slave. Now, people will say, well, I hate my enemy. Well, you know what? Don't be surprised. The next life that you have, if you hate your enemy, the next life you never know, you might find out you end up marrying that enemy and become your best friend. We don't know why, but we carry the cell memory of unconsciousness as well. We don't know why we feel that we have to carry that unconsciousness. Why does God take that unconsciousness away from us? How come we don't remember these things? Because they want you to learn what you need to know in this life. That's important. Not always what you need to know in last lives. Because if you found out everything you did in past lives, then you would have an easier life, do you think? Would you think you would have an easier life? I want anyone who wants to call in and ask me that same question, give me that answer. Do you think you could have an easier life if you actually did know everything in past lives? I want you to phone me now. Anybody wants to call me regarding that question? 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. You call me and you tell me what you feel. Do you think that you would do better if God gave you all the memories of all past lives?
Do I have someone on the phone?
Okay.
I'll put them on. It'll take about 5 seconds.
Okay.
Hello? Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good.
What's
your name? Where are you from?
My name is Julia from Maryland.
Hello?
Yes. My name is Julia.
You're Julia?
Yeah, Julia from Maryland.
From Maryland? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you hear what I was saying on the radio?
Yeah, actually, I was calling with the birthmark thing.
Yes.
My daughter and I both have the same birthmark in the same spot. It's like on our left knee, toward the
okay.
inside.
Do you know what that means?
I'm thinking that we were maybe shot.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a wild guess.
Well, I would say it's true. You probably were shot down at the knee, but mm-hmm. Do you ever felt that if it was through an arrow or a gun?
You know, I'm not really sure because I have one on the opposite leg toward the top, and that looks round like it was like a gunshot, but the other one's kind of a irregular shape.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if, you know, if that could have been a bullet or maybe a spear. I'm not sure.
Okay. I would say what may have happened is that I'm being told here that I want to go to Civil War, that
okay.
you, both you and your daughter were at the time involved in the Civil War, and you were shot down during that time period. Now, what you can do is you can learn to communicate with spirit, and you can do a small meditation and focus on that same area. What I get people to do is to focus on the birthmark that they have on their body
mm-hmm.
and ask spirit to guide them through that time period and find out how they died or how you got that mark.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit will show you how you had it or why you received it.
Wow. Well, something else is kind of unusual about my daughter and I as well. When she was young, she used to have nightmares. And I would go in and ask her, you know, what was she dreaming about or what was scaring her. And apparently we were together in a past life and I was killed because she was fearful of somebody, you know, breaking into our house and killing me.
Yeah.
And this was like, you know, elementary and young. So I just, you know, kids don't usually, you know, come up with stuff like that.
Yeah. Again, they're based on past life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always deal with fear and phobia. What part did she find was most traumatic to her?
Even to this day, like if she's home by herself, she'll lock every lock, you know,
yeah.
everywhere that there's a door or somewhere somehow. She makes sure everything's locked. I think she still has a phobia of somebody breaking in.
Okay. See, again, I would say that is based on her past life, where I feel that she was probably being chased, and as I talked earlier about this, she thought that she was being chased by a bad person or persons that she was fearing for her life, and so the age that she was then.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, say for example, in this life, the time that she had the dream and or the vision and or the issue that she's had dealing with that moment is the time of the same age that she was being chased in that past life. So it's a cell memory she's brought forward. So I would say her best bet to do is to, heal through that and to forgive the people that chased her. and it helps her understand not to have the fear any longer.
Okay. I have just two more questions. Next Tuesday is June the 6th, and it's, you know, 6606, and I was just curious if you were receiving anything about, you know, what's the significance of that, because it's like every year from here on out, next year will be 7707, and it goes that way until 12-12, you know, 2012.
Well, numerology is actually quite the thing. I've always learned that 111, 222, and 333 are what's called the Christ conscious numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually very healing. But I've always been told that when you're dealing with three of the same numbers, and you know what? Let everybody else know there. 666 does not mean a negative number. It actually is a positive number. And most of the time, it's always saying that Spirit's telling you they're watching over you, protecting you.
Mm.
But I have a lady friend's website. And her website is WhiteStar444. It's, her website's called WhiteStar444. She's a numerologist, and you'll see on there, she'll talk about the three numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll give you, show you the listing of three numbers and what they all mean. You'd be surprised what you find in there.
Okay, but you yourself as an intuitive didn't pick up anything on any significance or any, like, energetic shift or anything?
Hang on a second. Somehow I lost you here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, you're saying the last line you said?
I said, you know, just from an intuitive point of view, from the, if you picked up, like, energetically anything going on.
Okay. Are you using a cordless phone or a cell phone?
No, I'm on a regular landline.
Okay.
Plugs into the wall with a cord.
Okay. Because our line's been, I'm kind of crackly with you right now. That means there's somebody in spirit in your own family probably is coming, trying to come through, and that's why they're trying to interfere with our lines.
Mm-hmm.
That happens quite often. Okay. I have a male figure here this past. I want to show the male figure, and I'm also being shown somebody who's like a backpacker. This person actually was backpacking, and it was almost like climbing a side. I feel like this person was a climber in the family, or known as a climber. Who is this person?
I don't know. I don't know any climbers.
Say that again?
I don't know any climbers in my family.
I'm losing her. Hang on. Is that better?
I'm fine. I can hear you fine.
Hang on a second. That's fine. I guess it's fine. Hang on a second. I'm having problems here. I can't even get you.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear a thing. You have blank.
Well, I wasn't asking specifically for me. I was just asking from an intuitive perspective if you picked up anything on the numbers 6606.
Yeah. Okay, got it now. Okay, the 66, hang on a second. Who is the guy who's the mountain climber?
I don't know of a mountain climber. There's nobody in my family that climbs. Or at least not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I'm having a difficult time. I can't even hear you. You're breaking in, breaking out constantly, and I don't know what's going on. Honest to God, I'm having trouble. I can hardly hear a word you're saying. Can you email me, whiteskycloud@yahoo.com? And I'll ask the same question, and I can give you all the answers back.
Okay.
Because right now I'm having difficulty. I don't know what's going on, but the phone is being, what is saying, like my telephone right now is going in and out, clicking, 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 clicking. And I can't even hear a thing you're saying, so I'm hoping that you can hear everything I'm telling you.
Okay. Don? I was just wondering if Don could cut in. Maybe he could convey the question.
Sure. Don, are you there?
Oh, that's okay.
Are you there?
It's okay. I'll go ahead and you said it was whitesky cloud@yahoo.com.
Yeah, whitesky cloud@yahoo.com.
Okay, because yeah, I just wondered, you know, if there was something, some sort of a universal energy or something coming in for 6606. That's all. But I will hang up and listen, and it's a great show. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know what's going on. My phone is going crazy here, and it's crackling all the time, and it's not like me because my phone is good at what it does. Every show I've done here, I've never had any problems, but for some reason, we're having problems. I got helicopters flying over our place here. I live close to the border near Washington, so... We've got two helicopters flying above us here, so I'm just wondering if they're stepping in on the lines. Because we've got some people trying to jump the border. Probably this is what's going on. And so they're cutting in, cutting out. So I'm hoping that's not what it's about. But anyways, to continue, I want anyone who wishes to call in regarding the past life stuff, anybody else feels themselves, that do you feel that it would benefit you if you thought that you would have better knowledge or you think you'd have a better life if you remembered everything you've done in past lives. Okay? So I think people would have a great time talking about this. I think the subject is fantastic to talk about. And because when we talk about past lives or we talk about even the life that we have today, now some people say, well, you know, is this your first time, Derek, as a psychic, or is this your first time being doing mediumship? Do you know what? No, I don't think so. I think I've done this previously before. I've done it other lifetimes before, but I could have played a different role, not calling myself a psychic. I could have been known as a healer, able to foresee the future. I mean, a lot of people had that ability back then, those years talking about the same thing, having the ability to foresee the future. For example, there was a very famous man in the North American Indian legacy, Crazy Horse. He actually carried on. He foresaw the future. There are many other people that foresaw the future in different forms. Number one, Nostradamus is the most famous person that talked about. So they talk about past lives. We wonder sometimes now, do we come back again? Well, here's an example. Edgar Cayce. Now, we talked about Edgar Cayce for so many years now, and we love his work when he lived on this earth. But now there's a young man out here in this world today and who was born, and he said that he actually was the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Now, is he playing the same role to continue on the same Edgar Cayce lifestyle, or has he changed?
Well, caller.
Most people say that he has changed. He's not the same person as he once was. It's true.
We have another caller.
Okay.
I'll put him on.
Here we go. Welcome, caller. What is your name? Where are you from?
My name's Tia, and I'm from Richmond.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Derek?
Hang on a second. I got to make some changes here. Hang on. Don, can you have them hold?
Pardon me? What was that?
Hello?
How was that? Don?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Are you there, Derek?
Yeah, I'm here. It's very, very low. The volume is really low.
Okay, I'll try to pump her up a bit more. Bear with me.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Tia.
Oh, hi, Tia.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going good, and I'm thoroughly enjoying the show, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, okay.
And I thought maybe you could dig into my past life and tell us some interesting things and our fellow followers that are listening.
Okay. Well, let's see. Do you think yourself that you actually did have a past life?
Many.
Okay. And do you think yourself that if you had remembered all of them, would it be a benefit for you?
I think so, yes.
Yeah? Okay. So, but if knowing that you do know that your past lives were taken from you, and you can only remember some, would it benefit you now?
To remember all of them?
Huh?
To remember all of them?
Yeah.
Ooh, the tough one, because then maybe it would take away from some of the excitement in life. Of the unknown.
Well, especially when in relationships that we're in. You know, that's the tougher part.
Mm.
And we all go through different issues in life, and we don't know why we go through them, and it becomes a bit of a, you know, those are our learning lessons.
Yeah, work, maybe on a work ethic I would like to know.
Okay.
As far as
I will say that in the work ethic, that most of your work that you did in past lives were mostly in the medical field. I want to say there's a lot of nurses around you. That means you had been involved in, as a nurse, I would say, three lifetimes before. But not the word nurse as in wearing a uniform nurse. This is more like being there, saving people that actually dealt with death around them, that actually were mostly around the military.
Ooh.
That you were there over them, and I kept being taken to whether the First World War, you played that role. You wore just a regular dress. You were not being a nurse, just playing the role of someone watching over men. And again, you're playing the role of a Civil War, again, being there watching over people.
Okay.
Again, you're always being close to people wanting to care. That's part of the past life I see with you.
No, I know. I definitely work best under pressure, and I do like medical stuff, so.
Well,
maybe that's where it's from.
Yeah, because you've been around it in past lives before. So, if you want to decide, for example, if you want to get into the medical field, learn about herbology, learn anything to use in skills, you know, like, knowing you trust your psychic skills, but even skills on top of that, because continuing as a healer in the healing field doesn't mean that you changed everything. It's just basically done, you've actually use some of that sound memory and use those ideas and to carry this on.
Okay.
You have so much to look forward to.
Any, do you get anything as to what I should be doing now, like, specifically?
Do what I do.
Do what you do.
Do what I do.
Okay.
Mediumship.
Well, I'll be working forward to that one. I know that much. Thanks a lot. What's that?
But I would say to seriously consider to look at herbology as well.
Okay.
Learn
great.
About herbs, because you want to work into the medical intuition. You know, when you're reading somebody, for example, if you're sitting close to them and the person's asking for help, what do you feel? You know, you're analyzing them, and most people will take their hand and they will go not onto the body, but they'll look about 3 or 4 inches from the body, and they would analyze it. Even if you're almost like a CAT scan, and you're scanning that person with your palm of your hand outside, and you will feel that there's going to be some differences. And I feel like once you notice that, you try to analyze that idea, what you feel from that person.
Right. Okay.
Enjoy.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know that oil of oregano I've started getting into, and I know that's a good one.
That does help. Work on a lot of it works as an antioxidant, antibacterial. So basically, any bacteria that we do have in our body works. It really works well. Just 3 drops under the tongue. Anybody deals with flu or cold, guaranteed it's gone in the next few days. I know it because I've done it myself. I've had people walk around and still got cold for 2-3 weeks, and mine's done in 2-3 days.
Well, I definitely feel lighter. Like I have some more energy since starting it. So
yeah. Oh yeah. Oregano is, you know, the funny thing is that oregano is used in food, and it's also used as a healant.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, people don't realize you use parsley. Parsley
mm-hmm.
is still considered as an antioxidant as well. It's anti-cancer. People use parsley quite often. Even sometimes people use parsley a lot more often, not for cooking, but just straight eating parsley. People who have actually had AIDS viruses, who have had to have AIDS symptoms, they actually would eat lots and lots of parsley. And they follow up and actually would work on the white blood cells.
Wow. Okay, so well, I definitely look into it some more.
Different forms of herbs that we don't realize that we can actually use
and it would help people to heal.
Well, definitely we'll look into it.
For example, we also have another tea called the rooibos tea, which is an African tea from South Africa, and that's used as an anti-carcinogen and anti-cancer. People drink it quite often, and the body feels really refreshed. But also good about the rooibos tea as well is that if you use it often enough, you just take a dab of cotton and you put it on your face, and it takes away people's pimples.
Oh.
For cleaning up the face. You don't have to dry it off. Just dab it on. Let it dry on its own. You'd be surprised what it can do. It actually starts taking pimples off the face.
Hmm. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Every teenager wants that one.
Every teenager needs to know. I got living proof on this because there's a woman that I actually worked out of her tea store. She had a tea house a couple years back, and I was doing some readings out of her store, and her son had a bad case of acne. Oh, it was horrible. And she just said, she was introduced to the tea, and they told her to try this on his face. And within 3 months, all his acne was gone. Everything came back. No scars. It really did once a job.
Well, that's
because I saw a picture of him, and then what he looked like now was totally different.
Definitely another good one. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate the information, and definitely something I should look into a little bit more.
Okay. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm looking for more people calling in, want to talk about their past lives and see if they actually have had a dream as well. Anybody's ever had a dream on a past life? Just be right back and hang on a second. Are we on still? Good, we're here. Okay, now, I think what we'll do is go on a break for about 2 minutes, and I'll return back to you. So if, Don, are you there?
I'm here.
Can we just take a break for about 2 minutes?
Okay, you can take a break, right? Okay, just a second, this is Doug. Here you go.
And we're back. Yes, it is. This is Derek Weisskopf Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium. And today we're talking about past lives, and I would like to find out if any of you out there have actually ever had a past life or felt you've ever actually experienced a past life, whether you had a dream about it or whether you thought you've had issues that may pertain on resembling or reenacting what you feel that you've been through once before. Because sometimes also, too, we always walk up to people and we always say to them, have we somewhere met before, would I know you, or somehow we met. And those are also part of past lives. So I want to phone in. Anyone who wants to call in and talk about, do they think themselves, that if they actually want to remember all those past lives, and do they think it would benefit them now to know everything to help them to experience a better life, to think they would may never learn to not to make the same mistake twice, or would they rather not know all the past lives so they can learn to experience what they have not known and they want to become that person and to experience whatever mistakes they make and to improve their lives? The phone number is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. And I'm also asking anybody who's out there as a medium who wants to call in as well because they can share their story. I don't mind that at all. I can share because I like to share with others their stories with other people. There's a friend of mine out there who is listening in. His name is William. If he wants to call in, we can talk about that too. So I'm hoping that William will call. Anyways, anyone who wishes to call in, we'd like to look forward to having a chat with you guys. And anyways, I'm going to ask Doug or Don, one of you two guys, do you think, if you feel, that if you live, when you live past lives, would you rather not know them all, remember them, and to continue learning something new, or would you rather remember that?
Myself?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really need to know my past lives. I'm not really interested in not it really, to be honest with you, I'm really not all that curious for some reason. I guess it'll come if it comes. I have been a little curious at some of the origin points in my life, but I don't know. I'm so content with the way I am and the way life is. It just doesn't seem necessary for me to know it.
Good. Okay.
I don't know. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody has a good voice for opinion, because some people don't want to know because they don't want to think themselves being, you know, sometimes they'll think, okay, well, what if I was a bad guy, you know? Sometimes they don't want to know.
Sure, absolutely. I think you're right on. There are many people that it would help, especially when it comes to some inner fear. And because it all breaks down to that, and when it helps them overcome that, or in their life, in their work, in their relationships, in their letting go of people they love, their entire walk of life, if they can, you know, to me, people tune into that, they can heal those aspects of themselves. So in most cases, I think it's extremely important and powerful to provide that service to others.
Definitely, yeah. I really feel it helps. It does help a lot in different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, everybody has different views on how they feel, and that's what I said. The only time that most people ever ask about past lives, mostly are actually women. And the reason why, because they're so curious.
Interesting.
Right? And
yeah.
A lot of them, too, some women will think, you know, was I a man in my past life? Or, you know, how, you know, was I big and strong? Or was I just always a woman all my life? Well, you know what? We also go through different forms of being either male or female, whether we're big or small, short and tall. We go through all the experiences. But sometimes out there, there are people out there, too, who actually feel that they would rather be other feminine or masculine or both.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I truly know what you mean.
Yeah. I'll give you an example, because there are a lot of people there who are even close. I have a lot of friends in the gay and lesbian community. A lot of them used to say to me, one fellow sat across the table from me, he said, you know what, I feel comfortable in my body, except this is the way I am. And he said he wished that he was a female instead. And I said, do you ever feel that by some time or by some chance that you never really completely finished your last life or last lives as being a woman? And he said, you know what, there's something about me that I feel like I want to be a woman and breaking out, there's a woman breaking out of my body, wants to come out of my body, but yet, for some reason, here I am with this body. God has given us a vehicle to work with, and it's up to us to how we use it and how we live with it and how we learn to experience by understanding it. There's no religious means of saying it's wrong, and there's no religious means saying it's right. But what they're basically are saying, these are learning experiences through our lives that were given to us. Because God is the one that gives us this body to experience. And so we learn by different ways of life and learn to become who we are, whether masculine or feminine. Now, a lot of fathers would teach their sons, you know, men don't cry. Men don't cry. Well, guess what? Men need to cry, because you need to let go of the toxins in your system. You know, it doesn't hurt to cry, because men need to let go all what's bottled up inside them. Yes, I know, we like to be that tough guy, but you know what? There's old school, and then there's being human. And we're called human beings first before we really see ourselves, whether we're a man or a woman. But I always feel that there's a lot of feminine in some men, and there's a lot of masculinity in women. And women out there, too, need to show themselves that they have a masculine side of themselves. I mean, for example, my wife, she was raised on the farm, and she was throwing bales just like I was. And to her, she says, you know, even though people said to her, well, you got farm muscles, or you're really strong, you're a strong woman. And I said, well, she just calls them farm muscles because it's where you're raised and how you've lived your life. And her father didn't look to her as being just a daughter. Her father looked to her as being a strong person, but he saw her with a personality with strength. And he saw her as saying, you know, as long as you can keep up with the boys, you're still around here. It wasn't just cooking
behind the kitchen sink. He wanted her to participate and learn everything if she chose that job, and she did. She chose to be like one of the boys, but she wasn't a masculine boy. The only situation she dealt with in her youth growing up is she kept on saying, I look like a boy. I want to be a woman. I look like a boy. And it took a lot of years to heal through that because she's always felt that she was one of the boys, never being a woman. And there are women out there, even to this day, they got a lot of good friends, a lot of boyfriends. I'm not saying boyfriends as in dating, but a lot of boyfriends. And a lot of women out there don't want to be connected as being one of the boys. They want to be recognized as being a woman and whether they have boyfriends. And we do have women out there that have actually had a lot of clients come to me, and the women will come and say to me, you know, I have a lot of boyfriends, but they always keep on looking at me as one of the boys, but I still want to be show my femininity. I still want to be recognized as who I am. Again, this is past life stuff because the boys, the men, see you as one of the group, and so she must have been in a group of men in past lives before and lived that lifestyle. But now, you know, this is how things are. And there are women out there, too, that have a hard time dealing with their physical bodies, you know, or the men have a hard time dealing with physical bodies, saying, you know, I wish I was this, I wish I was that. It's what you desire in life and how you understand it and what you can do with it, because you have a vehicle that you walk with, and that vehicle is your body. And how you maintain it, how you take care of it, you're responsible for it. And so when Spirit is giving you, God's giving you the vehicle to walk with, you want to learn how to take care of it and tune it up. But you're also given the dreams, and you're giving an understanding about what life is all about, and you're learning about yourself, and that's a very good thing to learn. It's about ourselves. And we're never perfect. In life, in general, we're never perfect. If anybody says to you in society today that I want you to be perfect, well, there's learning to become perfected in the skill that you desire, but there's also perfection in yourself, and it's what comes in the heart. It comes from the heart. Our perfection comes with what comes from within, and it's our own way of thinking. It has nothing to do with anyone else's belief systems, but it's your own. You control your own mind. You control your own belief systems. You control your own life. You are who you are. And if you believe that the past lives that you've lived, or you feel you have a strong connection to past lives, and I strongly believe that we've had past lives everywhere. I strongly believe that I've met Doug and Dawn somewhere before. I strongly believe that I've met my wife somewhere before. I know I have, because I've felt them, and I've seen those in visions. I strongly believe that I've met other people that I've in my same field. Some people said to me, you know, we seem like we're brothers, or somehow I know you. We've all had past lives somewhere together, but we still have to learn to live this life and lead another one to become who we are today. So we always have great experiences to learn. In case of learning about past lives also, we learn about ourselves through... Now, if anybody ever wants... I just want to remember this one here. Anyone who wishes to try to do a hypnosis or past life regression, I recommend you, anyone, if you do know of anyone who's actually a qualified or certified hypnotherapist, if you ever want to experience it, I recommend it. It is worth your while if you want to try it out. But again, it's up to you. But anybody who has curiosity, I do say I recommend it to try it, because you'd be surprised what you learn about this. What I've always felt that when a person has lived in past lives, you learn to become a better person today, because what you've learned from the past, this is what makes you today as that human being. And I've noticed that whatever experiences I've gone through has made me a better person in my job. But where I'm never perfect, but I try to do as best I possibly can to become what I am today. So there are people out there who really want to learn and become that better person. Now, also next week, next Saturday, I'm not going to be able to be here. I'm going to be up in Alberta, going to my 30-year school reunion. My God, I'm going to feel so old. 30 years going back to school reunion. And I've been invited to come down and participate. Now, talk about past lives. This is going to be different. But I'm going to have a great time down there, so I'm not going to be on next Saturday, but I will find some means and ways to see if possibly we might have to play an archive for next week. But I will be back
the next following weekend, which is on the 17th. I'll be gone on the 10th, but I'll be back on the 17th. And I'll be sharing with you guys information regarding any type of question you want to call, any question you want to ask. On the 17th, I'll be back here, and we'll be doing mediumship again. So I'll be looking forward for your call-ins and any questions you want to ask regarding the work that I do. I also have a website under whiteskycloud.com, WhiteSkyCloud.com. And if you want to email me, it's whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. And to let everybody else know out there that I also am on satellite. We have satellites pick me up on right off this show itself. So though I like to say thank you and welcome everyone else who are out there who's turned on their radio and has been listening in on satellite, and look forward to hearing from you all. And if anyone wishes to call in or to make a comment on this show or any other show through BBS Radio, I look forward to hearing from you. I also am a writer and author. I actually have written my own book called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud, and if anyone wishes to buy the book, it's all to do with channel writings. I wrote this book about a couple years back, and it's I did about 6 years worth of writings, and it's all channeled. And I wrote the book in about 6 months, and every time when anybody ever reads the book, they've all have said that something in that book has actually related to them, and it actually has helped heal or even deal with issues that they've always been curious about. So this is what I have written, as well as other works. I work as a shaman, like I said before earlier. And so I teach all kinds of programs. And also in the area that I am living in, beautiful White Rock, British Columbia, I also do classes. I teach mediumship classes as well. So if anybody lives in this area, you can give me a call. I have a phone number, and it's area code 604-818-8375. Anybody who wishes to call to make an appointment. I also have PayPal online, so if you want to call for a reading, for a one-hour reading, I charge $80 an hour, and that's Canadian, by the way. And if you want to call for a reading, I have, like I said, PayPal available, and looking forward to hearing from everyone. So anyways, thank everybody else. I'm going to shut her down, and I'd like to thank everybody for allowing me to come into your living room, your kitchen, your bedroom, wherever your radio may be, and look forward to actually hearing from you soon and talk to you guys in about 2 weeks. So it's been a wonderful Saturday afternoon. It's sunny here where I am. I'm glad the helicopters are gone, and we're having a wonderful weekend. And everybody else, have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I'm looking forward to hearing from you in a couple of weeks. So, guys, take care. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.